This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
This is The Week in Philly, and scams are pretty ingrained in American life these days. I mean, how many times a week do you get a call from a number you don't recognize trying to maybe sell you something you don't want? Heck, my cell phone actually sometimes will say scam likely when it identifies certain calls. But all this goes into overdrive come the holiday season. And for more on this, let's bring in KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams. And Raquel, you spoke with the Federal Trade Commission about this. What's their main focus when it comes to scams? What do they see the most of right now?
Oh, let me tell you, they're going to be pretty busy this season as they are every holiday season. They, of course, are warning people about scams for the holiday season, how not to get taken. But the one that they are really honing in on, and this works in a lot of different ways, are imposter scams.
How do most of these work? Or is part of the problem is that there's all different kinds of varieties?
There are so many different kinds of varieties. How imposter scams work for the most part is an entity or person is posing to be someone that they're not. So that's the simplest way of putting it. But it can go from a fake email from an account that looks like it's from Amazon telling you that there's a problem with your package and you should click this link to find out what's going on. You don't want to do that. There are also imposter scams where people will call you and pretend that they are with the police union or they're with some other entity asking for money. What you should really pay attention to, though, is the method of which they are asked to be paid. So most of the scammers aren't asking you for cash. They're not asking you for a credit card. They're asking you for Bitcoin, or they're asking you to pay in a gift card, things that are not traceable back to them. So if you get a call, if you're an elderly person and you get a call and it sounds like a scrambly call from your grandson in another country saying he's in trouble, can you please wire money? Because wiring fraud is another one that takes place. Then you should pretty much question that. See if you can reach out to your loved one, another way to find out if they are, in fact, out of the country and maybe in trouble. Same thing with the different emails. Don't click on those links. Don't click them. If you have a package that you're expecting and Amazon allegedly is saying that you have a problem with the package, go to the Amazon website, sign in on your profile, and then make the inquiry there to make sure that is actually it's a legit inquiry.
Now, in addition to imposter scams, you were telling me there's another type that people should be on the lookout that's starting to make the rounds.
Yeah, this is something that I asked the representative from the Federal Trade Commission about because I did see that people are falling victim to this, and he did confirm it. People are getting emails that have in the subject line their name, their full address, and their phone number. Now, that right away is like, wait a minute, what is this? And then in a PDF form, Sometimes if you can see the preview of it, it's crazy. It's a crazy text that says, we know you went to this certain site and we put something on your device so we were able to watch you. We've been watching you in your private moments. And if you don't pay us this $2,000 or whatever it is, we're going to release these videos to everyone in your contact list. You know, nice area you live in, by the way, because having a picture of your house, I don't know if I said that, but the email contains a picture of your home. So a picture of your home, your address, your phone number, your name, you're thinking, what in the world is going on? So they're getting really sophisticated with it because it's another way of scaring someone. And they're wondering, well, was I on that site or do they really have something on my phone? Oh, my goodness. So I don't want this to get out. I don't want any of my private moments to get out. Maybe I should just pay them. Don't pay them, according to the FTC. You know, they get these pictures off of Google Maps or all these different websites that, you know, Zillow, anything that has your picture of your home on there, they can use it to make it more personal and to really scare you. And people are, you know, they're scared and they're paying. Don't do it.
How profitable are these for scammers? Because it's got to be big money the way that they're all over the place.
Oh, it's big money. I mean, they cast a wide net. And if they just get a couple of people here and there to catch on, then they're making a lot of money. In fact, just the first half of 2024, people reported losing over $1.3 billion to these crazy scams.
You kind of touched on this, you know, making sure to check something through Amazon, you know, doing it yourself. How are some other ways people can avoid being a victim?
Yeah, definitely check. If you get an email, go to the original site and make your inquiry there to make sure it's legitimate. If you get a phone call and they're asking for Bitcoin or a gift card to pay, forget it. Don't even bother with it. And if you get something in your email and they're asking you to click a link, don't click the link because it could be some dangerous malware that will be downloaded onto your system. If you get a call from an internet service software business like Microsoft saying we detected something on your computer and we need to get access, don't allow it. Go to your Microsoft account and make the inquiry there. The bottom line is, you know, from what they are telling us from the Federal Trade Commission, is that the bad guys know that it's easy to scare us. And when we're scared, we act very quickly. And sometimes we just pay. But don't do it.
Now, if you do fall for one of these, if you are a victim after the fact, are there steps you can take to try to rectify this?
Yes, absolutely. If you are a victim, the Federal Trade Commission suggests that you do file a report with them, and you can report a scam and file the report with the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. And they are successful at times in getting these bad guys. They do bring about cases, but it's like whack-a-mole. They bring one down and another one pops up.
All right. Thank you very much, Raquel. That's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams joining us. And we have a lot more to get to on The Week in Philly. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.